not my responsibility to produce spiritual fruit. That's the Holy Spirit's job. It is his fruit, after all. But my responsibility is to bear the fruit that he has produced in me as a follower of Jesus. Listen to Jesus' words to his followers. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me. Nothing of eternal significance. And that is John 15:5. Are you allowed to have a favorite verse in the Bible? This would certainly be one great contender. You can do nothing without me, says Jesus. And I readily agree. Branches don't produce fruit. They bear fruit. And if we are Christ's branches, we will bear or demonstrate or showcase the fruit of his character in our everyday lives. We will bear much fruit. Much fruit. An abundance of fruit. Do you see the connection between having an abundant life or living life to the full and bearing abundant fruit? And in my study of the fruit of the Spirit, I needed to learn the combination of dependence and obedience. Bible teacher Stuart Briscoe puts it this way: Spirit life is the product of both spirit activity and human response. We need to depend on God's Spirit to enable us to obey God's word. And this principle of dependence and obedience extends to every area of our lives, not just the fruit-bearing example I've just given. To live life to the full, we need to be full of the Spirit. And finally, developing an eternal perspective stimulates our experience of living life to the full. In physical terms, I come from a family of short-sighted people. This means that we can see close-up objects fairly clearly, but objects in the distance are quite blurred. My mother, my sister, my nieces, and I have all needed contact lenses or glasses to cope with this problem. But I find that my short-sightedness isn't just physical. I can be quite short-sighted when it comes to viewing everyday events. What's happening in the here and now can so easily dominate my vision so that the big eternal picture gets blurred. It's so easy, isn't it, to zero in to things that we're currently involved in. Whether it's bringing up our kids, working on a difficult relationship, or trying to make a success of a new job. And these can take up lots of our time and attention, with the result that issues of eternal significance can get sidelined. But what can we do? Can we respond to this in any positive way? Well, in the same way as contact lenses or glasses can bring distant objects into focus, perhaps we need eternal lenses to bring everyday life into focus. In other words, as followers of Jesus Christ, we need to develop an eternal perspective. Many things in life look very different when we view them in light of eternity. Things like success, possessions, people, or difficulties. Let's take that last one. What might our difficulties look like from an eternal perspective? Well, listen to what the Apostle Paul says. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, he says, "For our momentary light affliction is producing for us an absolutely incomparable eternal weight of glory." Now, these words were written by a guy who certainly knew what trouble was. He endured beatings, hunger, imprisonment, shipwreck, many other horrible things. Yet he talks about troubles as our momentary light affliction. And if you're currently going through difficulties, they probably don't seem momentary. They're more likely to seem interminable. When's it going to end? How long? And you certainly wouldn't describe them as light or trivial. But Paul is looking at his problems from an eternal perspective. And he's encouraging us to do the same. He says, there's an eternal weight of glory up ahead. Try and get your head around that. But how do you do this? He goes on in verse 18. So we do not focus on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Oh, how we need to be reminded of that. What is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18.